No more waiting to find out what happened on Thursday and overnight, because we'll tell you next on The Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Mostly cloudy tonight, with a chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, even some small hail. Overnight low temperatures, around 50 degrees. And on Friday, mostly cloudy in the morning, with the sun peeking out in the afternoon. Daytime high temperatures in the mid-60s. And Friday night, partly cloudy, with the lows in the lower 50s. Topping Thursday's news, city police were called to investigate a disturbance in a house at 13th and Ashland Avenue, and on arrival they found several people fighting inside. Police said it began when Franklin Pryor Jr. claimed he couldn't locate a gun that he had in the house. That caused an argument to break out that involved three females and another male that was inside. During that incident, Pryor allegedly took a 2x4 and struck that other male several times with it while continuing the fight with the others in the house. Authorities said there were a number of injuries in connection with that battle, with two ambulances called to the scene and at least two people transported to the hospital for treatment. Police said residents found at the scene were mostly uncooperative with their investigation, but when it was all over, Pryor was charged with aggravated assault in the case. And authorities said the witnesses at the scene told them they did see a gun in the house a few days ago, but now they believe that Pryor's mother may have removed the weapon to avoid any further problems and to feel safer inside. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder, our news is brought to you daily in the public interest by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. They're both locally owned and operated and ready to serve you. And they're people that really appreciate your business. And they show it by answering any question you might have, helping you find whatever you need, and delivering your prescriptions free of charge. And to make that happen, all you have to do is call them, 260-1918. Stop in and find out what personal service is all about. And if you have any question, talk to the friendly pharmacist. They're only too happy to answer at Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies in Niagara Falls. In other news, police checking activity in a high crime and drug area of the city responded to a number of related complaints, said they located two females in an abandoned garage sitting at a makeshift table at 13th and LaSalle. At the table, police said they found glass pipes filled with mesh, the type that's frequently used for smoking crack. And when the females were asked for their names, one of the females allegedly gave the officers a name that didn't appear in the police database. A few moments later, she reportedly changed the date of her birth that she first told police. And that led officers to believe that she was lying about her identity. After further investigation, that female now listed as Robin Litz of Niagara Falls Boulevard ended up being charged with false personation and with resisting arrest after she heard on the police radio that there were two warrants out for her and she attempted to run from the scene. Litz was then taken into custody and was held on the charges until she's arraigned in city court. In another case, city narcotic detectives reportedly working on an ongoing drug investigation involving the distribution of drugs executed a search warrant in the 400 block of 19th Street yesterday. It was not disclosed on what they found during the raid or if there were any arrests, but police said they utilized their emergency response team and a canine from the state police as part of that raid. More local headlines on the way, but a reminder, our news is also brought to you daily by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Some things are good and some not so good. What is good is that Chris Moore is the appliance repairman who will come to your home with 45 years experience and fix your appliances for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. What's bad is some people are told to take his number and put it on a sticky note and tape it to your refrigerator or cupboard. Kind of an old-fashioned idea. And we all know when we go to get it, it's probably fallen off and disappeared. So the smart thing to do is put the number in your cell phone. 523-5911. That way you'll have it when you'll need it. And that's because you never know when you will. But when you do, you'll want Chris Moore's number. The local, honest, and reliable repairman at 523-5911. Sheriff deputies are investigating a missing Lincoln Navigator taken from a driveway on Kristen Lane in Pendleton. Deputy said the owner of the vehicle was out of town, and when his daughter went to his house to feed his dogs, she noticed the vehicle missing. Doherty said the SUV is worth over $45,000, and there was over $500 worth of clothing in the car. Deputies are now looking into the theft and are checking a Ring doorbell feed at the house and also in the area that may lead them to the suspects. Authorities investigating a grass fire in the backyard in the area of the 100 block of 67th Street today said firefighters quickly knocked down the flames that reportedly involved a power pole. National Grid had to be called to check any damages to the wires and said there may be some outages while they rectify any problems. And there were also other structures in the area, but firemen were able to protect them from the flames. No injuries were reported, and the cause of that blaze is under investigation by the Niagara Falls Fire Prevention Bureau. Accidents reported today include a head-on collision on the Twin City Memorial Highway in North Tonawanda that happened around 12:30 on Thursday afternoon near Schenck Street. NT Police and Fire responded to that scene and reported unknown injuries. And City Police and firemen were called out to an accident reported on Niagara Falls Boulevard Thursday afternoon around 83rd Street. Unknown injuries reported at that collision. Niagara County District Attorney Brian Seaman has announced that Richard Fox has been sentenced to 25 years to life in prison to be served consecutively with other sentences handed down to him in Erie County. This time, the sentence imposed by County Court Judge John Octaviano was the maximum possible for Fox's conviction of murder in the second degree. That was after he previously admitted to killing 32-year-old Krister Kurthoys, formerly of Lockport, in Fox's home at the time, which was on Orleans Avenue in Niagara Falls. Authorities conducted extensive investigations at the home after Kurthoys' body was found encased in a wall inside that residence. Seaman said he's thankful that they were able to provide some answers to Crystal's family and to let them know that her killer was held to answer for this awful crime. And finally, North Tonawanda Mayor Austin Tylik is looking for volunteers for this Saturday for NT's Canal Clean Sweep. The mayor said volunteers will be gathering at 9 a.m. at 987 Sweeney Street to take part in the event in an effort to get the area ready for summer. Workers will be asked to help pick up debris from parks and from the shoreline, with food and refreshments available to those who attend. Supplies needed will also be handed out, but the mayor said if you can, bring your own rakes, gloves, and bags. And Tylik also mentioned if you're looking to rack up some volunteer service hours, this event counts. And he says he's looking forward to meeting and seeing the folks who will take pride in their city and parks in creating a cleaner, greener, and safer area to enjoy this summer in NT. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And a reminder, you can hear our news on the hour and half hour on NiagaraRadio.net or by clicking the local news tab on our site after refreshing your browser. And for even more convenience, we feature our news daily on Facebook when you add NiagaraRadio.net in their search bar. It's real local news, it's fair, and it's free. And it's here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.